Hello and welcome back to the show. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here, your host, and this is the show where we serve what we call big impact experts, and that's you if you are a coach, a consultant, a transformational leader, a B2B service provider who not only wants to make money in their business, but is looking to make a big positive impact in the lives of others, in their communities, and maybe even the world. And so that's what makes us a unique community, is that we are looking to earn money while making people's lives better. And today's guest is someone who definitely aligns with that. And today we're going to be talking about how to use AI, whether you're just starting out with AI or you're figuring out how to use it in your business and wherever your journey is. So Lisa Brewer is with me here today. And we've known each other for a while, and as our businesses have grown sort of side by side and various pivots and stuff, and the AI thing is all very new to a lot of people. But Lisa, great to have you on the show.
I'm excited to be here, Chuck. This is just kind of amazing. When we met, AI wasn't really a thing. Like, it really wasn't a thing. And so, you know, we came up through the grind, as they like to say. So this is going to be very, very fun. And I'm sure very, very informative for everyone.
Yeah. And as a fellow transformational leader, I really am interested to hear how you've embraced AI, what it has been doing for you, and maybe even a little bit about the journey of bringing it into your business. Because ultimately, AI is a tool that helps us to transform more people's lives. And, that's kind of the work we do. So let's start with, tell everybody a little bit more about you, so what led us to this place, and then we'll dive into the conversation.
Sure, no problem. So I've been in this kind of coaching space, if you will, or transformational leader space, almost 10 years. Next year it'll be 10 years. I can't believe it. I started out as a spiritual life coach. I'm also an ordained non-denominational Christian minister. Some people don't know that. And I spent a lot of years in corporate America. So that feels like it might be a little like, but it kind of worked out. So in sales and marketing and things like that, and as a leader in corporate America, I say all of that so that you guys can understand that I have this deep spiritual, deep transformational, deep love of people and wanting to see people thrive and not just survive, coupled with a business mindset. You know, you don't rise through the ranks in corporate America as a sales and marketing leader without really embracing that sales is service. So we're going to touch on that a little bit throughout the time. But anyway, I kind of entered into the fray back in about 2016 as a spiritual life coach and became a Reiki master and all these other great things. And when the pandemic hit in 2020, I was starting to get people asking me, because it was quite successful while I had a full-time job, how do I do this? How do I help other people like you've helped me? Like, can you show me how to start a transformational business? And I thought, well, I guess. We'll just give it a go. So we did that in November of 2020. So at the time of this recording, it's almost the 5-year anniversary of when we launched. And now here we are 5 years later. We've coached over 1,500 people, leaders in various methods. Some have worked with me very closely in mentorship. Some just kind of come to the workshops and things. But we've coached 1,500 people over 5 years and allowed them to do something I love to say. One of my mantras is they give permission to their purpose to provide for their person and also prosper. So this is what we help people do. And now, I was not an early adopter of AI. I didn't want anything to do with it. But now, over the last year, we've really worked to integrate AI in an integral, ethical, and authentic way to elevate our reach and our efficacy even more so. That's in a nutshell.
Yeah, I love all of that. Thank you. You know, something that just resonated with me, and it reminds me of a lot of conversations I've had with other, not just transformational leaders, but also spiritual leaders as well. And you mentioned, integrity and, words like that. And, what I heard a lot from, especially transformational leaders on the more spiritual side, is, you know, does this align with my values? And is it destroying the planet and all these kinds of things? So did you have to overcome anything like that? Or are you hearing anything like that from the people you're working with?
Absolutely. Listen, when this chat, especially ChatGPT, right, when it first really hit, and there was Claude and all these others before, but when chat really first hit the marketplace and in the world, and we had a lot of people that were saying, okay, we're going to create these transformational programs and everything in like 2 seconds. And I'm being hyperbolic, but you guys understand what I'm saying. And what I found from it was they weren't transformational programs that were of the individual. We all have life, work, other experience, and we bring all of that to the table to help someone else overcome something or learn something or evolve in some way that we were before we got here. That's the essence of a transformational coach and leader, right? I help somebody get to the place that I'm at. I'm still growing and evolving, but I was here. I'm coaching me from a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever. And what I found is they were transformations that were ChatGPT transformations. They weren't individual transformations. And I was a big person saying, don't feed the consciousness, right? Kind of like don't feed the bears. Like, don't feed it all this stuff because, you know, we're going to get, Terminator or whatever, or we're going to get the Matrix. And I'm still not, you know, listen, I'm a good I got my tinfoil hat underneath my desk, okay? So I'm still kind of that ilk. But it's not going anywhere. So I had to make a determination of how do I use this? Because if you're not using it in some way to automate some of the things that you're doing or help you in creating content or things of that nature, you're going to get left behind. That's just the reality of it. And someone else is going to be able to reach your client, that person that was really meant for you, but they're going to reach them quicker before you do because you're not using the tools that we have in order to get to them. And I don't think that's what we want. So absolutely, we still fight over it. I'm going to tell you, I'm always looking for to make sure that we do this in the right way and that we don't go astray and we don't do something that's unethical or is lacking in integrity in any way.
Mm-hmm. I love what you said about really just taking advantage of the opportunity because I was thinking about this the other day where, you know, back in 2003 when online courses were just starting to be a thing. And I remember thinking, wow, this is amazing. This is going to be the future. And it kind of was. And I didn't do enough of it. I've met peers in hindsight where they were building a course a month and, you know, really building these huge communities. And here I was kind of just, you know, yeah, this is kind of cool. And so hindsight, not jumping on that AI, we realize we're in another pivotal time in this journey. So, you know, now is the time to embrace it. But, you know, and one of the things I look at it in terms of making a big impact is it's a huge magnifier. You know, so if we're out there making a difference, if you already have a message that changes people's lives, what if that enables you to 10x the reach that you have or 100x the reach that you have? Because if our goal is truly big impact, then why would we not use the giant megaphone that AI is, or if we're using it that way? A lot of people use it to write an email or whatever, but there's so much more that you can do with it. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, right now, most people still, which is kind of shocking to me, most people still use it as kind of a glorified Google and use it that way a lot. And honestly, let me tell you something too, though. I still use it that way in a way. Like if I'm trying to figure out a recipe for chicken, potatoes, and onions that maybe I haven't made before, I will say, hey, can you make something up for me? And I've got this in the cabinet, right? That's the fun stuff. But really now what I've been able to do through a system I've taken actually a year to develop, which is called the AI Coach Build System, is taken it and said, all right, What are the main issues any transformational leader and those that support us? Okay. What do we face when we're trying to get our message out? Or how do we determine who our true ideal client is? And what that avatar looks like and all of these things. And how do I even know what that is? And so I've gone through and started asking the questions, right? And creating the prompts. When you begin to do that and really learn prompt engineering and begin to learn how to interact with AI in a way where you're going to elicit the information that you want, you begin to recognize, okay, wait, my ideal client, I thought it was this group. And that might have been actually a little bit too large. So let me go down to this group, and it helps you hone in on that. And how does my ideal client actually now want to consume the information? Because the Gen Zers, if that's part of your target market, they don't consume information the same way that the millennials do, that those of us who are Gen Xers do, and definitely not the boomers. So how does this group, male, female, age range, socioeconomic status, career, whatever, we can get granular, and we can get really good and clear about our message and the pain points that they are experiencing, rather than trying to figure it out over months and months and months and months of testing. We can get really good at figuring it out, launching it, and then seeing how it works, so that we can actually reach people with our message and not just throw spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah, I love how granular and deep you can go in just minutes with AI. It's like when you're asking it really good questions, you get really good answers.
Yes.
Right? So the prompt isn't build me a coaching business, because that's going to be very random. But you got to feed it the parameters, right? And it's like, I like the, you know, the depth of your question. And it's like, what are the challenges that we face? And even the people who, I love that you included, and the people who support us, right? And it's like, it widens the scope, but now it gives us within minutes this deep dive and this really rapid understanding. Because really, I've always looked at succeeding in the coaching business as about it. We do have to, you know, we're people who have to understand, right? Ask good questions of our clients so that we can draw out the best in them. And AI is no different, right? You actually have to ask it really good questions.
Yeah. Well, I have a slight background in programming and years ago, and we used to always say garbage in, garbage out. And I don't mean any offense to anybody, but that's the truth. If I put garbage into a program, of an analytical program, I'm going to get garbage out. So if you put general stuff, general questions in, you're going to get general questions out. You start there, sure, but then you really drill it down, drill down, drill down. And then we don't drill down so far that we have just this microscopic, minuscule group of people that those are, we don't want to ultra uber niche. So we need to bring it back out again. But again, I can do in the matter of minutes or hours, because yes, in minutes we can find out some information, but to get something really good, I can do research and things like that in a matter of hours that would take me weeks, maybe even months, to really gather all of that information before. And that allows you as a transformational leader, I want us to really understand this too. If we apply this in the right way to what the resources we're providing our clients, that allows you as the transformational coach leader to actually do the coaching. I'm a business strategist and coach. So the fact that I can guide people through a series of questions, prompts, and get to an answer, and then get to at least a draft of, you know, a lead magnet, or a draft of an offer, a draft of a program, I then get to do what I really love to do and what one of my superpowers is, and I get to strategize with you, and we get to then have the human connection. So that's another key point. If you use AI in the right way to get all of the admin stuff out and the manual work out, then you get to create a deep human connection with your clients, with your audience, you would not have been able to do otherwise. That's the beauty of this.
Amazing. So let's talk a little bit about the people that you're serving and what you're hearing from them. So where are they at in their journey? Are they just starting out, or have they been at this a while and not sort of making the coaching business work for them? And I know I've met all sorts of people in various parts of their journey. Who's coming into your world, and what are you hearing from them in terms of the challenges that you're able to help them with?
Right now, I'm getting, I would say, a lot of professionals, paraprofessionals who are starting out or who've tried it before, they've dabbled, and they're not really fulfilled in their current career. And when I say professionals or paraprofessionals, I mean even psychiatrists, psychologists, dentists, medical doctors, social workers, lawyers, you know, sales professionals. They're not necessarily fully fulfilled in what they're doing right now, and they want to do it differently, where it's much more like holistic and they feel much more human-centered and maybe even a little less regulatory in a way. Like, regulation is good, but sometimes we just kind of want to just be with the human, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm getting a lot of those folks that want to create a business that then will take them away from having to do a 9-to-5 or a 9-to-9 grind, right? And they can just kind of get their time back and live. And then I'm getting the folks that have been at this for a couple of years, but now it's time to refresh. And now it's time to renew. And I don't understand this whole, I don't get this AI thing, but I don't really want to take 2 years to do it. And, you know, we can do it, you know, at least at first within about the first 12 weeks and then really work more. I'm creating another YouTube channel, and the moniker is going to be the Gen X AI Coach, because all my fellow Gen Xers are just like, oh my God, I can't believe. And even the millennials, it's kind of funny because I have millennial children. They're like, you understand way more about this than I do. And I love it. So I get those folks too that want to take what they have and they know they need to integrate AI somehow. And elevate and evolve. So I would say it's about 50-50 right now. And I'm really excited because before it was a lot of just new folks. So now I'm really excited to be able to take people that have been in this, and you know, you got it down, you know, kind of what you want to do, but now what's the next step? So we're really enjoying both. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I love that. What are some of the questions that you're hearing from them? Like, what are some of their challenges that they're going, Lisa, can you help me with this? Because I don't know what to do.
Oh my gosh. The biggest thing is because everyone knows we have to do a lot of content creation and trying to be like this kind of omnipresent or have an omnipresence. How can I use AI to make sure it still sounds like me? How can I make sure I still sound human? How can I create graphics that look good and they don't really look AI? How can I determine what my people really want to hear? Like, that's the kind of stuff they really want to understand is, how do I take this wonderful tool and then use it in a way that I don't lose myself and that I don't sound like the machine? And what all can it really do for me? So the first thing is, how do I use it? I'm scared of it. And okay, I know that it can do all these great things, but how do I make it still be me and not sound like, you know, I just typed it out, or, you know, I had one of my kids do it for me? That's probably the biggest thing. And then I would say quickly following up from that is kind of, believe it or not, the old fashioned, how do I make a decent video? How do I, you know, like, it's very interesting that even though we've been around doing this for a while, some of us have not, but it's now we're still back to, well, how do I make a good video? How do I make engaging content? How do I determine what I need to say in my client's language? So it's kind of a two-pronged thing with that. How do I use it and not lose myself? And how do I do the regular schmegler stuff of, like, pick a microphone and a camera and what do I do? You know, so it's kind of, that's what we're hearing.
I love that, because we were hearing that 20 years ago from people in this industry, right? And that was before the tools that we have now. We were doing it a harder way. I remember doing my very first video using a handheld camera that recorded on tape, and my lighting was terrible. And people said, yeah, I like what you're saying, but you looked like you were in prison. Right, it was just a blank white wall. Oh. It was kind of, the lighting sucked. So, it was kind of gray looking. Yeah. And so it still made us a lot of money, right? Like it did really, really well. It did not have to be perfect. One of the things I learned is to drop the perfection aspect of it and just be real and just, do the best you can. And so and that was a mistake I was making. And have you noticed any other mistakes that people in our space make that just make it harder for themselves than it needs to be?
And that perfection is a big one. I think we stay in the learning phase too long and we don't move to the launching phase.
Mm-hmm.
It is great to get certifications. And I'm a lifetime learner, right? Like I'm a lifetime learner. I'm either reading something or I'm all over YouTube or I'm on Udemy or I'm on Skillshare. Like I'm always learning, right? I have to. That's my business, right? But I love to learn. But I don't learn so much and stay in learning mode so long that I never get to launch, because the best teacher is experience. So you right now think we all have to realize that whoever's listening to me, you have enough knowledge, experience, and wisdom right now to help someone get to overcome, get through, learn something, whatever it is, evolve, transform. You right now possess it. I don't need to teach you anything else. So the key now is to get past the imposter syndrome and actually launch. Because I can sit here and tell you, people ask me all the time, well, what type of coaching business should I do? Do you think it's better to do one-on-one or group or a hybrid? Or what if I don't want to show my face? And what if I... Listen, you're not going to know any of that, what you truly like to do, until you do something. Mm-hmm. So my thing is just do something. Can we just do something? And that's the biggest, one of the biggest things that I think hold us back is we don't do it. We don't Nike it. We don't do it. And sometimes we don't even really know exactly what's holding us back. That's another key part.
Yeah, we don't always know. And that's where talking to somebody really helps. I mean, our message is nobody really succeeds alone. I hate the term solopreneur because I believe there's no such thing. And I also hate the term self-made. Nobody is self-made, right? It requires other people. We have customers, we have clients, we have collaborators, we have partners, we have employees, we have vendors. This is a team sport. And so I always tell people that they're just one collaboration or conversation away from the big breakthrough. And, it reminded me of that when you were saying what you're just saying, because you don't have to navigate this alone. And there's those of us who've been in the transformation industry long enough who can guide you. And Lisa, you're definitely one of those people. Before we run out of time, I want to make sure we give people the steps. And then, what is your recommendation, like with where they're at right now? What are some of the high-level things they can start to do to transform and make a bigger impact? And then we'll give them a way to connect with you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the biggest things is really determine who you want to help and how you want to help them. And who you want to help, what you want to help them with, and how you want to help them. When I started helping women who were coming out of abusive relationships. Why? Because I had come out of two abusive marriages. And then all the women on both sides of my family had lived this life as well, unfortunately. So I didn't want that for my daughters, and I didn't want my son to, become that. So that's how I started, literally. And now years later, it's what we're doing. So what is it at the core? Like if you could close your eyes and just be like, if I could help one person do this, overcome this in their life, what would it be? That's where you start. Literally, that's where you start. And then you start asking the questions and becoming inquisitive. Okay, well, is this the thing? Like, is this viable? Start looking to see if other people are helping people with this and similarly, right? Similar issue. Why is that? Because I need something that's market proven. I need that because if it's completely way out there, then we might need to change it a little bit so that it fits in the market. These are some of the steps you take, and then really kind of sit down with yourself and take some inventory. Do you like to teach? Do you like to be on video? Do you like to, what do you like to do? And the skill sets you already have, take that entire inventory to sit with that. And then you begin to morph that into what a business can look like. And if you already have a business, what do you like about it? What do you really like? Like, be really brutally honest with yourself. I think you've probably had to do this over time. Me too. We've had to be brutally honest about the types of clients we actually like to work with and what we actually like to do. And that's okay for you to say, I don't like this anymore. This is where I feel like I'm meant to be. It's perfectly fine. So go ahead and evolve. That's kind of why, before we went on, I want to be sure you guys know, that's why I created the Launch Clarity Coach. I developed it through AI. It's really cool. It's a website and you get to go there and say, what's holding me back from really getting started, like, or relaunching. And it's going to go through a series of questions. It's really cool. It's at helpmelaunchit.com and you're going to get an email report sent to you. And then you'll also get a chance to book a free consultation with me so we can have a great chat. So I love it. I created it. It like at a weekend, it was just fabulous. I just love it because it really dives deep and asks some questions and then gives you some steps to take as well.
You know, even before I talk to the audience here for a moment, I just want to say the enthusiasm that you and energy that you just brought to that. I mean, that right there is a reason to go to the website and check it out because your energy is just so authentic and I can tell that you really love it. And I know from our previous conversations that you really love supporting and serving our fellow humans and especially those in the transformational space. And for me, I work with the transformational space because we're the kind of people who want to help other people. And that has a ripple effect. And the world kind of needs it. So I highly recommend you all go and check out Lisa's, what did you say it was?
Help me launch it.
Helpmelaunchit.com. So if you can't remember that, look at the links right beneath this video. We've got that link and plus all of Lisa's other links all there. And if you're listening to this on podcast, just open up your phone and the player that you're on and it's all right there as well. Lisa, you are amazing. This conversation was amazing. I know we've just scratched the surface on this subject and there's more conversations to come. And this is something that we just continue the conversations that help to serve our audience on that journey to go and make a big impact and be profitable enough to stay in the business and make keep growing the impact that you make. And I think the saddest thing in the coaching space is when someone with a really unique and special gift gives up because then we just lost something. And so it's my life's mission, and I like to align myself with friends who have that similar mission. Let's keep them in the space. Let's help them be successful so that those gifts stay out there in the world.
Yes, we need.
We do. We do really need them. So thank you. And any final words of wisdom or piece of advice you want to leave our audience here with today?
Well, thank you so much for having me today. The one thing I can tell you is, don't give up. Don't give in. You can do this. You can do it. Just take it one step at a time. That's all I really need to say to you. One step at a time. So we need you.
Yeah. We need you and one step at a time. I love that. Those are beautiful words to end this episode by. And you and I, it just reminds me how aligned you and I actually are. And look, and I tell everybody, look, you might just be one collaboration away or a conversation away from a breakthrough that solves the biggest challenge that you have in your business and the biggest obstacle to making the big impact that you want to make. And then you're out there making it, right? And the world is enjoying what you're doing. And perhaps Lisa is that person to collaborate with. And so, you know, go beneath the video and click on her links, go and check out her website and connect with her and get in a conversation with her. I mean, you can see just how easy it is. She's so easy to talk to. And so go and take that. And I want you to take something that you heard us talk about here today, and I want you to take that action, one action step towards it today, because you don't often have to see the whole journey and the whole destination. You just have to know what direction you want to go in. Take the first step. The next step will be revealed to you after you take that step. So just keep moving forward and never, ever give up. And we will see you on the next one. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you. This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today, and I'll see you on the inside.